With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The most powerful Pacific storm of the season could bring up to 10 feet of snow into the Sierra Nevada by the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Chiba.
With this storm, we are seeing some very strong winds gusting up to 70 miles per hour in some lower elevations and up to well over 100 miles per hour in the higher elevations.
Blizzard conditions have forced residents to take shelter and prompted at least one Lake Tahoe ski resort to close. Yosemite National Park also plans to close through at least Sunday. A blizzard warning through Sunday morning covers a 300-mile stretch from north of Lake Tahoe to south of Yosemite National Park. A funeral service for 22-year-old Lakin Riley, slain on the University of Georgia campus, scheduled for this afternoon at Woodstock City Church in suburban Cherokee County, north of Atlanta. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela charged with the murder. Also at SRNNews.com, a Florida jury trial of Donald Trump over top secret records may be getting a later date.
At a hearing today, the federal judge in Fort Pierce, Florida, overseeing the classified documents trial of former President Donald Trump, is expected to set a new trial date. It was scheduled to begin May 20th, but U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon has been signaling that may get pushed back. Federal prosecutors led by Jack Smith requested July 8th. Defense lawyers countered with August 12th, but say there is no way to hold a fair trial before the Republican National Convention in July or the November election. Trump denies any wrongdoing. He faces 40 counts on charges that he willfully retained top-secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate, urged his lawyer to hide records and lie to the FBI, and enlisted staff to delete surveillance footage. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow is up a dozen points now. The NASDAQ adding 101 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the entertainment world.
Hulu, the giant streaming platform owned by Disney, has agreed to air an advertisement for a Texas church. Initially, the platform rejected the spot, saying it violated its policy against, quote, religious indoctrination. The legal group First Liberty got involved, and Hulu has now reversed course. Some critics found Hulu's concern about a simple ad promoting a church to be laughable, given the filthy and ultraviolet content that it cheerfully sells to America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Louisiana have passed a bill that will allow residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit. However, the new law would not allow people to carry a concealed gun without a permit inside of a church. As many more houses of worship are being attacked these days, a growing number of congregations are opting to arm themselves. This is SRN News. A fire at a mall in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka has killed over 40 people.
Outside the Green Cozy Cottage shopping mall in downtown Dhaka, large crowds gathered. Yells of panic and shock echoed out as they watched emergency workers rescue those still stuck inside the building as the fire raged on. The fire started late Thursday at a restaurant on the first floor of the mall. Survivor Mohammed Sayam, who was stuck inside the mall, told the AP, "I knew about the fire when it was at the first floor. We moved to the roof of the building. Around 30 people were there. After the fire was under control, fire service personnel broke into one side of the roof and rescued us. I'm Karen Chamas."
Dutch armed forces have been deployed to the Caribbean to help clean up oil affecting beaches on the island of Bonaire. That oil from an overturned barge hundreds of miles away. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.